This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
All right, joining us now for more on our top story, Fox News contributor Sarah Carter, investigative reporter, author. It's out soon. July is coming, the Russian hoax. There he is, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. Greg, let's start with the hearings today, with what, as you dig deeper into the IG report, all you see are all these Trump-hating lead investigators. And then the very same people, they put the fix in and rig what would have put any other American in jail with Hillary, and then they immediately go start the Russia investigation on Trump. Does that then disqualify and put into doubt from the get-go the Mueller witch hunt?
Oh, it absolutely does. And as Jonathan Turley pointed out, there's no possible way that Mueller can pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump, because both the IG and the acting attorney general have said Comey richly deserved to be fired. But today's best moment really happened on the cross-examination by Senator Lindsey Graham, when he said, I'm not buying this, Inspector General. The bias at the FBI was so severe, so pervasive, it had to influence the decision to clear Hillary Clinton. And he pointed to the exoneration statement that Comey initially found Clinton guilty under the Espionage Act, but somebody changed the language ever so slightly, and that emendation allowed Comey to exonerate Clinton when in fact she had committed a crime.
You know, the swamp answer, Sarah, as it relates to, we're not going to second guess prosecutorial discretion, as they call it here. Well, tell that to Christian Saucier, because he did far less and he spent a year in jail, and there were many other examples that we pointed out on the program here. And what's interesting is he won't make that determination, but then the entire report, just example after example of blatant corruption and bias by the top people involved in this, and how much they love Hillary, protect her, and then the same people take a sledgehammer and literally try and destroy Trump from the get-go.
Sean, I think this was such an important hearing today, and Greg's right on the money. I think Senator Graham gave the best cross-examination ever, and there were a number of things that came out of that. That exoneration, that change in language, actually appears to be the insurance policy that Peter Strzok was talking about with Lisa Page, his paramour, in those text messages. Remember, they were looking for an insurance policy. In another text message, and in that same text message, let me go back to that, they talk about Andy's office, Andy McCabe. So it would be Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And the most important question was the one that Senator Graham asked. Was Andrew McCabe in that meeting with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? And we need to know that from Strzok and Page. Those two need to be interviewed. And then Andrew McCabe needs to be interviewed again. Because if that's the case, if he was in that meeting, this is the most frightening example of FBI power since Edgar Hoover, and Americans should be terrified of it because they were rigging an election.
This is, I'll tell you, it is really tough watching, you know, this, it's almost like a circus in a way, because I think they really believe that America is so stupid to believe some of the stuff that they're, and this is being purported by really smart people. And the only thing I can think of is we've been sharing here on this radio show. It's about the renewing of your mind, right? The Bible tells us that we should renew our mind. And renewing our mind is that where we really can understand and apprehend the truth. And I think for so long, this country has been so deluded that we have some otherwise very small, smart people whose minds are so dysfunctional that they cannot connect with the truth. I mean, they tell us things and we go, whoa, that sounds like bias to me. Looks like, I mean, that's bias. No, that's not bias. And then you get partisanship. You get all these politics going on. And, of course, the hearings will continue. I mean, even as we're talking right now, Inspector General Horowitz is before a panel, and he's answering questions. And, of course, that'll be more to talk about later. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And if we are going to get back on track, then, we need to get back to our foundational principles in understanding and apprehending that this country could not have happened without God. Without God's hand on this country, where does it start? Where does it end? Certainly, it doesn't continue into the 21st century. And I believe sometimes we're like hanging by a thread. It's because of God's mercy and his forbearance that allows this country not to enter into just full-blown judgment. And I know many people of faith believe that, and this is why so many of us are on our knees asking for the Father's guidance, his forgiveness, his mercy, because if we ever needed the hand of God, it is now. Charles Finney, the great revivalist, often said that revival comes when it's most needed. And I would say, come, Jesus, come, because we need it in this country. And it's not, you know, again, you think about the humanity that's impacted by the mess that we're in right now. You know, confusing politics and culture with everything because we've let go of the moral moorings that held our country together in the early stages. But, you know, such is the travesty of humanity. We want to see things according to our own eyes. Our next guest, Susie Eller, joins us. She is regarded as a Proverbs 31 speaker. And we're going to be talking about entering into a bold, spirit-led life. Susie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you here. You know, whenever we can talk about the Holy Spirit, I am all in. And it amazes me, even to this day, probably still one of the most mysterious people within the triune God. The Holy Spirit. People say, well, I just don't understand the Holy Spirit. And I say, well, when was the last time that you even looked in and learned about the Holy Spirit? I mean, after all, you got to think the Holy Spirit's got to be pretty significant when Jesus says, look, I got to leave. So the Father will send the Spirit that's going to help you fulfill this vision that I've laid out for you. And why would we so ignorantly go by and say, I'm going to do this on my own and not tap in to one of the greatest gifts that God has given us? Next to Jesus and our salvation, it's like, okay, now in order to stay the course, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. Why would we ignore the Holy Spirit?
You know, it is such a beautiful, simple promise that mm-hmm. Jesus gave to the church and gave to us. And we have always taken this simple and most beautiful gift of God and piled on complications on top of them. And this is no different. If you look at the triune, at the Trinity, mm-hmm. what you see is that God loved us. And if you look at Jesus, you see that Jesus rescued us. And the Holy Spirit was given so that we could live our faith in a way that others could also experience the Father's love and be rescued as well. It's that simple.
Exactly.
And yet we make it complicated.
Well, in light of our current culture here in the United States, Susie, we're so caught up in all this politics and divisiveness that's going on. And here on this show, I'm trying to encourage people to get back to the basics. And the basics is God is our Father. He sent His Son to save us, and the Holy Spirit to, help us realize the journey and the purpose that the Father gave us. And that's the most important thing. Whoever's the president, whatever's going on in Congress, whatever's happening with immigration issues, all those things, the Father knows. It's no big surprise. And so the opportunity we have right now is to come into concert and be unified just as the triune God is unified. I always love it when Jesus talked about he didn't do anything that he didn't see the Father doing, that he was so perfectly aligned. And the Holy Spirit, what did the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit was always pointing to Christ as our salvation. And, it's such a beautiful, you talk about a love story. That in of itself, we could spend days talking about the love story within the triune God, could we not?
Yes, we can. And, if you look right now at the church as a whole, it's comprised of people like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the enemy is trying to distract. He's trying to divide us. He's trying to help to stir us to debate against one another. And you are absolutely right. When you look at the church in Acts chapter 4, after that, they had embraced this promise of the Holy Spirit. You find them working together.
Right.
You find them looking around to see the needs of the people and the needs that was on the Father's heart. You see them in awe of their faith, and that is a beautiful thing. But also, this is what just struck me as I read about this early church, is that you also saw that the church grew daily because they were operating in such a way that people could not help but be drawn to the love of the Father and want it for themselves too. So today, Bill, there are times, and I'll just be so vulnerable. There has been a time in the recent past that I found myself with my phone in my hand, scrolling through, discouraged by what I saw, discouraged by what I saw on the news, discouraged by what I saw between people that I loved and respected who were believers. And I looked at the Lord and began to pray and just say, God, what in the world is happening? And the Lord just reminded me through Scripture that He gave us two very simple instructions. He asked us to go into the world, starting right where that we're at. And secondly, He asked us to be a witness of who He is and a reflection of His love. And we can do that. That we need help, and we also need to be aware that there is an enemy who wants nothing more than to distract and divide the church so that others are not drawn to the love of the Father.
At the very base of all this, Susie, is like Jesus, it wasn't about Him. And
right.
And that's what we're called to, is it's not about us. And
it's
the
not.
Early church example was the same thing. It was a service-centric operation and mindset that the Holy Spirit had downloaded into those early followers. And oftentimes, even in the Old Testament, we're told, I think over 250 times at last count, that we should remember. And when I figure if God's telling us so often that we should remember, it's because we're so likely to forget, right?
Right, it is.
And so nothing has changed. This is what we're dealing with. So when we're off track, then it's time for us to reconsider where we got off track, and let's go back to the basics. We're talking with Susie Eller. Her book, which we will get into more on the other side of the break here, ladies and gentlemen, it is called The Spirit-Led Heart, Living a Life of Love and Faith without borders. Wouldn't you want to experience that? Maybe some of you already are, and for those that you are not, but you hear the knocking of the Holy Spirit. Well, listen up. We're going to get into more detail with Susie Eller right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I gotta tell you, I appreciate this lyric right now. Be still and know that God is God. And sometimes this is what happens. We freak out over what's going on, And, you know, that is not, you can tell when we're out of alignment with God is when you're freaking out, because God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind, and the power, you know, is all right there. And the power is in the Holy Spirit that Jesus said he had to leave in order for the Holy Spirit to come here and to lead his church. And you think about the church, the single thing that God pointed out to say that the gates of hell could not prevail. He established his church to be the protection of mankind. I mean, the gift of the church is unbelievable. You can question things about the church and whether or not it's living up to its mandate by God. And that is something that I'm sure pastors across the country must pause and have a Salem moment over at over in regard to that question, you know, from time to time. And I pray that they would be in concert with the triune God. Susie Eller continues on with us. She is the author of Come With Me Devotional. It's a year-long adventure in following Jesus. She's a popular blogger as well. She's with Proverbs 31 Ministries as a writer-speaker. Her message is to encourage women to live fully and free in their faith in every aspect of their lives. And she is here today to talk about her new book, The Spirit-Led Heart, Living a Life of Love and Faith Without Boundaries. Susie, why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because I want my faith to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I don't want my faith to be going to a church. I don't want my faith to be something that marks me as someone who is religious. I want my faith to be vibrant and for it to be impactful, starting in my home and going across the street and across the world. Mm-hmm. But in my own self, Bill, I can't do that because I'm fallible. Mm-hmm. And every person who calls themselves a follower of Christ is fallible. But we are equipped. Jesus said to them when he came in John chapter 20:19, and here was a group of believers who had walked with Jesus, who had seen his miracles. And yet, Bill, they were hiding behind a barred door for fear of men.
Right.
And Jesus didn't knock on that door or break it down or drag them out. He literally appeared in the midst of their fear to remind them of three things. And that is, everything that he had promised was still true. And everything he had said about himself, he still was. And last, and he had told Philip this as he was walking with him, that everything that he believed that they could still do and even greater. He appeared in the midst of their fear. And fear is the root of most of our confidence crises.
Mm-hmm.
But our faith, Bill, is the target. Mm-hmm. You know, it puts us, and when I look at my confidence crisis, as I shared just earlier, it was looking like loving God, but having fear of what was happening to humanity. And the Lord wanted me to come out from behind that barred door because there's still work to be done.
Exactly.
And he is still who he says he is, and he can still work through my life and my home and beyond. And so that's why I wrote the book.
And fear is stifling. And you imagine, I mean, here's Jesus. He's appearing to the disciples locked up behind that door, as you say. And, you know, they're freaking out. I mean, here it is.
Yeah.
Their leader is horrifically, and we can't even imagine crucifixion.
Right.
I mean, we read about it, but you can't even imagine. I mean, here it is, someone you follow, and they were able to work out a deal, the Jewish leadership, with the Romans and persuade them that somebody as innocent as Jesus should go through this crucifixion process, which is horrendous. They're trying to get their mind around this, and here's Jesus. It, you know, the grave didn't swallow him up. He proved victorious. These things that he shared with them in his 3.5 years of ministry with them are now being realized. But it takes time. It's a process for them to get their brains about all this, to connect the dots. And this is the thing about fear. Fear stops you from really considering the truth. You're so hammered. You're so compressed by fear that you lose your your processes of intellect, don't you?
You do. And what's fascinating about the verse in John 20:19 is it starts with, it was a Sunday. And that Sunday was the day that the tomb was empty. Mm-hmm. That Sunday was the day that John and Peter raced to the tomb to see for themselves. And that Sunday was the day that he appeared to Mary Magdalene to let her know that he was alive. They had seen it. They knew it. But they were still behind barred doors. And this is what gives me hope, is Jesus appeared in the midst of their fear to remind them of who they were and who he was and what he had called them to do. And I believe that call is still there. I don't just believe it. I know.
Right. Exactly.
That call is still there for us as believers to say, come out from behind the barred door. The tomb is empty. I have given you a helper to equip you. You are going to be ordinary. You're going to be imperfect. But I love what the leaders said about the early church. They were astonished that they were ordinary and unschooled, but they could see that they had walked with Jesus.
Exactly. What does a spirit-led heart look like?
A spirit-led heart is a surrendered heart. It is a heart that is humbled. It is a heart that knows that the Father, and I love this verse in Romans 8:27, that the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit speaks in accordance or in harmony with God's own will. It's a heart that understands that the Spirit itself lives inside of you and is fighting for you, to you, and knows the heart of the Father over your life and the person standing in front of you.
You know, it's amazing in your book, you talk about how the Spirit-led heart will take you to areas you never thought, you know, possible or even considered before. Your own personal journey, you speak of, you know, visiting places like jail and rag-picking slums in India.
Yeah.
Boy, the Spirit-led heart, be prepared. You may end up in a different direction than what you originally thought, right?
A totally different direction. You know, when I went to jail, it was because I was releasing a different book. Mm-hmm. And I began to pray about where that book should land, and the Lord showed me highways, hedges, and byways. Mm-hmm. And so I began to look for those places and ended up being able to place one book in an entire women's prison. And that was such an act of faith, and I knew that this was where the Lord was leading me, but I was able to go through those doors and stand in front of those beautiful women and share the gospel and love them tangibly. And it's not where maybe a normal marketing plan would take you. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't believe that we're ever supposed to follow formulas or our grandiose plans, because the Lord sees the internal impact. Mm-hmm. And that day was the most beautiful gift I've ever been given.
It's been told that, you know, sometimes it's laughable to God when we speak out our plans, right?
Yes.
Because we think we have it down, but the God of the universe, who knows better, that we should take our marching orders from. And I know, and you know by experience, when that happens, more than wonderful things happen, and we're blessed beyond our imaginings. The Spirit-led heart, living a life of love and faith without borders. Susie, how can people be in touch with you? We got about 10 seconds left here.
Absolutely. They can come to my blog at tsuzanneeller.com or suzanneeller.com, and I would love to see them.
Susie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and oh, we got a treat. The Money Couple is back with us. Last time, when they were with us, Scott and Bethany Palmer, we talked about saving your marriage, and a lot of you were able to do that, stay out of divorce court, save the money on the attorneys and everything, and just by understanding scientifically a very simple process that they revealed to us about the five money personalities. And we're going to talk about what to do with all that extra money that you didn't waste on some silly attorney and a crazy divorce expensive process. Scott and Bethany, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to be talking to you. How you guys doing?
We are doing great. It's great to be back with you.
It is great to be back with you.
All right. Let's talk about the plus. Just kind of remind everybody about the five money personalities that is saving marriages across the country. Because, you know, the heck with all this fussing and fighting, when we can make love, not war, and have a good time and save a lot of money in the process. So, Bethany, remind everybody of the five money personalities.
Absolutely. Well, you know, let me just give you a little context, too, just saying that 70% of divorces are over money conflict. And that's just a startling rate. And the reason is because we don't understand our differences. And so what we did is we put together the five money personalities for your listeners to be able to understand what their differences are. Because there's real power when you know who you are and when you understand who your spouse or partner is. Mm-hmm. And then you can understand why you approach money so differently. And then those everyday decisions, simple things like even buying coffee, won't get in your way anymore. And
exactly.
So we're excited about them. And really understanding what your primary is and your secondary is the really the kind of the secret sauce, if you will. So the five are saver. Those are people who like to save themselves and also like other people to save.
Mm-hmm.
Spenders who like to spend money on themselves but also are really huge gift givers.
Mm-hmm.
So saver spenders, risk takers, those are people, the entrepreneurs of the world, always like that new deal. Then a security seeker who has to have a plan with their money. And then last is a flyer. And those are the people that kind of fly by the seat of their pants when it comes to money. And really relationships are much more important in decisions, are really over any kind of money decisions. So the power, again, is understanding what both of yours are. So mine, for example, I'm a spender, risk taker. So I like to spend money on others. I love to give gifts, but I also like to take risks. Scott is, for example, he is a spender, risk taker. So we like security seeker. So he likes to spend money and give gifts, but he also likes that money plan. And that's where Scott and myself, we get in these arguments because my risk taker would be like, let's go for it. And Scott's like, no, we need a plan. So that's how you can really the power of it all.
And the great thing about these money personalities is that they are going to affect everything that you do when it comes to savings and spending and getting out of debt and all those basic, well, not even basic, but any kind of money decision that we make as a couple. Those money personalities are going to affect on how you move either together or maybe not together when it comes to these huge planning issues. And I know Bethany and I, we're in our 40s, and so we kind of had a huge epiphany. I just had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and I turned 47, and I was like, oh, thank you. I said, holy smokes, I've got 20 years before I retire. I mean, that's not that much time. And Beth and I sat down, and I was like, you know, we've been doing the financial planning thing for over 50 years combined experience, and even though we've got all these retirement plans and we've done a good job of saving, I was like, man, I got to step back and really get my hands dirty in this again.
Exactly. So you found yourself like a little bit like the shoemaker. Everybody in town's got brand new shoes, and the kids are running around barefooted, huh?
Exactly.
That's exactly.
And doctors aren't healthy, so you know. All that.
Well, I hear you. Well, Bethany, I can tell you that you and I are very similar, so I can definitely relate to you. But, you know, Scott, the beauty of the five money personalities, and I think Bethany framed this really appropriately and lovingly, is that it's not necessarily that one trumps the other. It's just the way we approach things. And,
right. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, too, is that people want to say that, you know, your money personalities change. Well, but you know, they don't. We really believe that they're really in your DNA. It's how you were born. You know, you can look at lots of different ways and we can dissect that at another time. But really, it is the way you're born. You learn different things. Like, I've learned to be more of a saver. I've learned to be more of a security seeker. I've learned to be more of a flyer. But that's not who I naturally am.
Exactly.
So it's just really important that we don't try to change each other, because that's what we do. We try to say, you're wrong, I'm right, you need to change. No, we don't shame each other. We accept it like we did when we were dating, and we move forward together based on using the strengths of each of the money personalities.
Exactly. Yeah, Scott, and I got to imagine, as you guys have worked this out, you know, to Bethany's point, is we're talking about strength. Together, you're stronger, and you bring, you know, these different approaches to spending money. And when you can accept each other's participation in the decision, it's a lot better, especially when it's your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you can look at everything from giving to savings to spending to vacations to whatever. If you make a decision based as a couple that's united, so let's look at giving, for example. With the research that we've done and the couples that we've looked at, let's say maybe one was raised in church and one wasn't raised in church, and one says, hey, you know what, we need to give our church and our nonprofits 10% of our income, and the other person says, you are out of your mind, we still have credit card debt, we're not going to give anything until everything is perfect. Well, you would think with a normal compromise that they would maybe compromise at 5. But what we find is that most people just go to the lowest common denominator, which is zero in their giving. And what we're finding is that is true with so many aspects of finances with couples where, hey, let's save 5% of our income, and someone says, well, let's save 2% of our income, and because they can't compromise on that, they end up saving zero.
Right.
And this is the huge, I think this plays into a lot of the part where a lot of people in their 40s and 50s especially are looking at each other going, holy smokes, we better figure this out, we better figure it out in a hurry.
Exactly.
And so once again, instead of you know, getting wound up or, you know, offended or this person's never going to understand me, what the money personalities really do is they let Bethany go, hey, you know what, Scott's a security seeker. which means he's really good at taking care of things like insurance. He's really good at retirement planning. He's the planning aspect of that security seeker is something that she doesn't have to resist. She can actually embrace.
Because I do.
She does, because then she doesn't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if we can get to a point in our relationships where we let the person's strengths come out and we actually encourage those, the relationship gets stronger, because then all of a sudden I'm looking at Bethany going, man, she appreciates what I'm doing and she appreciates what I'm good at, and she's not arguing or fighting with me.
Exactly.
At the same time, Bethany can come to me and say, hey, we have this opportunity to go do X. And I can say, you know what, Bethany's a risk taker, so this is her in her zone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to trust her with this. So then
right.
what does that do to her? Her shoulders go back.
Yes.
So we have, you know, like Bethany said earlier, we've got a 70% divorce rate. Of that 70%, 50% divorce rate. Of that 70%, of that 50%, 70% is over money. Well, how would the landscape of our country, how would the landscape of our churches, how would the landscape of the world change if instead of couples saying, oh, he's too stingy with money, or, oh, he spends money too much, what if we were able to really look and see the money personality specifically and then build off those strengths? Our relationships are going to get stronger, and families are going to be more financially stable by just accepting somebody who they are and building on their strengths. And that's what we're all about. And that's why we believe that this divorce rate can go down, that we can slow this down, and that we can make families so much stronger by just accepting and appreciating the differences instead of fighting about those differences.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I do want to say this only because you brought it up regarding tithing. And personal experience here, okay? We've gone the whole gamut. I took it from a standpoint originally that it was God's command for us to tithe. It wasn't my money. I took it that way. It took me a while to finally, I mean, I accepted what God was saying as far as I heard him, but in practicality, it was a challenge. I finally got there, and our goal is to even go more than 10%. But that's something that every individual has to arrive at in terms of God's gift to us if we understand and are obedient to his commands. We got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. So stay with us. More from Scott and Bethany Palmer right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, Scott and Bethany there, and we're talking about your money. Before the break, Scott was talking about tithing, and interestingly that when it does come up, the, you know, one says 10, one says 0, instead of coming to 5, everybody, you know, the general consensus, well, let's do nothing. And I think I would be remiss if I didn't hold to the values that I hold to, and that is that God did say what we're supposed to do with 10% of our money. It's not that God needs our money. It is there for you to be blessed by it and have faith that God will provide. It's just one of those initial steps, and money is, it's funny that way. Here it is. It's a prevalent reason for people to get divorced, and not only divorce your spouse, but are you divorcing God over this issue too? When God, who is faithful and that has been trustworthy in so many ways in our life, why would we not trust Him with 10% of our money?
Absolutely, it's a form of worship.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. It is a form of worship. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, even though we had the conversation before and saying, okay, 10, one person is 10, and instead of arriving and, you know, the other person says 0, instead of saying, okay, well, let's compromise, let's do 5, most people, as God says, go to 0. Go, no,
right.
No, you don't want to do that, right, Bethany?
That's exactly right. And the reason is because the reason that couples often go to that is, let's just be real here and say that if that person who wanted to give 10, if they have to give in and get some more money just for them to be able to spend at home, and they're not going to argue that hard against it. Simply because there's just this natural human nature of us that's saying, well, I mean, if my spouse says we shouldn't give any, I guess we just won't give any.
Right.
And if they're not really talking about it and understanding why they're doing what they're doing, and they're not looking at it from a biblical perspective either, but it's just so easy to just go to the lowest common denominator of 0, and that's what our couples are doing. And it's really a shame because you miss out on the wonderful gift of giving, the gift and just the unbelievable sense that you get of closeness to God when you worship in that way.
And something that you do together. And that you both agree on this, and you understand it's more than a perspective. It is one of those foundational principles, and it is an avenue of blessing that God gives to us. But He says, hey, look at, you know, do you trust me?
Right. And it's a lot easier for spenders and risk takers and flyers to give than it is for savers and security seekers. And from looking at our data, it appears to us that 30% of society is either a saver, security seeker, or security seeker, saver. Mm-hmm. And so that means 30% of society is just struggling just in human nature with the whole idea of letting go of money that they have,
right.
Let alone just looking at it from what God says we should do. There's just not this natural, innate thing inside of us all of us that says we should give. So you're fighting against kind of who you naturally are, and that's why, again, it's a form of worship. It's a form of giving.
Scott, I think it's interesting that as a security, having the security wiring that you do, if you understood and could apprehend, I'm not specifically targeting this to you, but to those that are security conscious, and I understand that, but this is like the ultimate, you know, insurance policy. I mean, the underwriter is God himself. You know, I'm just saying, I think, you know, if you're secure conscious, I'd put my gold on God's side before I'd put on somebody else's. Just saying, you know.
Well, you know, I love that. And, you know, it's so funny you should mention that, because there, every security seeker in the world likes to give online. I mean, I know our church, giving-wise, we have 60% of all the giving now comes through online instead of actually dropping it in a bucket.
Right.
And for security seekers, that's awesome. I mean, I know exactly what's coming out. I know when it's coming out. I match it to our paychecks. So for me, it was just a great way to plan. So I tell people, if you're a security seeker and a saver, just tap into even the technology that your church or your nonprofit organizations that you want to help have. Because, once again, I mean, it, for me, it is a form of worship. And I was raised in a Presbyterian church, and I'm used to that bucket going around, and I'm used to dropping that check in the bucket. But for me, just with my money personality, it worked awesome. I don't ever have to worry about forgetting. So, you know, it's one of those things. I love what Bethany said about, you know, even if couples could just get to that 5%. Barna talks about the fact that the average giver only gives around 2.8% of their income. And I think churches and ministries would flourish if we could even get couples on the same page to tie 5, because I really believe, as it's like anything else, your giving muscle needs to be activated.
Exactly.
Your giving muscle needs to be strengthened. And when you're doing that as a couple, I mean, holy smokes, that's the way that God created us, is to, you know, to sharpen each other and to build each other and become strong. And when couples come together on a united front when it comes to giving, get out of their way, because that 5% is going to be 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 down the road.
You know, we talk about our spiritual disciplines, you know, prayer, worship, all those different things, you know, these spiritual disciplines. And for some reason, when it comes to money, we're afraid to talk about giving as a spiritual discipline. And it really is one of the very, very important spiritual disciplines that are there. And super important to be on the same wavelength with your spouse on it and not argue about it, but do it together.
Hey, guys, if it's okay, I mean, obviously this conversation has taken a direction that the Holy Spirit wants it to go in. And whenever that happens, I just hang on and go for the ride. So we're going to set aside, if it's okay with you, the original topic that we were going to talk about, which has to deal with retirement and some important issues that we can do at another time. Is that okay?
That's right.
Okay, awesome. Good. All right. I want to continue on with this if we can here. Bethany, you said something rather important. And again, I want to reinforce and agree with you that it is about worship. And Scott, I will tell you that my wife and I, especially my wife, she loves doing, you know, things online, and it works for her and it's convenient and that sort of thing. But recently she, you know, she came to me and she says, honey, I think we need to bring the check into the storehouse here and put it there in the bucket. And, you know, and that in terms of the form of worship, because sometimes you feel disconnected if you're not doing that. And I will share with you this one story that I had years ago when I was in Bible college. I'll tell you, one of my favorite speakers, and we went through one of this course study where we had just top-notch 25-plus, 30-plus year ministers, you know, come in and teach us on certain elements. And he sadly passed away a couple of years ago. He was in a plane accident. Miles Monroe. And Miles Monroe changed my life on my birthday of 1993. And he started talking about living on purpose. His whole presentation about purpose was so phenomenal that I couldn't read Rick Warren's book that he did several years after that, because I said, there's nobody that could top what Miles Monroe did. I eventually did read it, but that's a whole other story. But what happened on that Sunday after our class, we were in church, and unbeknownst to most people, the church was struggling. They were about $185,000 short of a big balloon payment that was coming. Miles Monroe came in, because it was at a time when I was asking God, I go, God, what is the apostolic anointing? You know, I hear about this, but I don't see it. What is it? And Miles Monroe came up before the church, didn't look to take over the leadership, but he taught people about giving. And he asked people this question. He says, hey, if Jesus was here, where would you think he'd be at? One person said, well, he loved the kids. He'd be with the kids. Okay. Well, you know, he loved worship, so he'd be there with the choir. Well, you know, and he loved, you know, he loved older people, and so he'd probably be with the older people. And he said, well, let's look in the Word of God. So he goes to the Book of Mark, and where's Jesus? He's right next to the treasury. He's checking to see what people are depositing. And here comes this woman with her last bit of, you know, she got a penny, basically, you know. Puts that in. That's all she had, and she pours it into the box. And he tells his apostles, disciples, he says, hey, that's worship. That's what it's all about. What Miles did was had everybody, he told the usher, he says, do not collect the money. He says, this should be worship. Do not collect the envelopes. He says, everybody, what you do is just come up. Bring your offering to the altar. Worship God. Just come on forward. Unbelievably. And miraculously, you know what they raised that weekend?
$185,000.
Over $185,000, really? Really? On the altar.
Well, you know, people really will respond to what the truth is, and what he was speaking was the truth. And it really is laying our best, our first, in front of him. And you have a really good point. You know, it's interesting, Scott and I did talk about wanting to make sure that we gave, that we put some money in the
Offering.
Yeah, buckets, in the offering, right. But the buckets that go by, because we want to exemplify that to our kids, and we want our kids to do it. And so there is something that's just about the physical act of doing it that just feels more worshipful than just an automated thing that you're just kind of going into rote mode with.
Yeah. Or you don't want to look at the other person and say, well, they didn't put any money in the bucket. I hope they did it online.
I'm an elder at my church, so I'm always thinking that.
Oh, I'm glad people that love Jesus can have a sense of humor. But we are a case, aren't we?
Absolutely. We definitely are. But you know, it's just really exciting when, you know, if there are listeners out there who are frustrated because their spouse doesn't want to give, and their spouse is like, they don't understand it and all of that. Well, you know what? We just want to really encourage that. You know, you don't have to. It's not an all or nothing thing. God isn't like that. It's like he understands your heart, and just start. So you know what, honey? Why don't we start? Let's start with 2%. Let's just start. It's better than nothing. And I will show you the sense of worship that you feel when you do actually give is just awesome. So let's not argue about it, but let's get going and let's make sure that we're giving.
Scott and Bethany Palmer, the Money Couple on Bill Martinez Live. Real quick, the website, we got 2 seconds.
TheMoneyCouple.com. We would love for everyone to know there are two money personalities, primary and secondary, so be sure to go on there and you'll see it right at the front.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.